You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and today it's Friday, March 11th, 2022. Hope you're well. Things are going about as well as they could be expected to. For me, personally, and the website, speaking of which, this podcast and the website are mostly coming out of my pocket, but you can help make this a continued reality in everyone's life by giving some sort of donation to help out with the costs of the server, which are ever increasing as traffic continues to grow on the website. So, anyway. So, there are payment options on the sticky post at the front of the website, or you can contact me if you'd like, or you can join our Patreon at fagsworshipalphas at patreon.com. So anyway, with that advertisement out of the way, there's this past week has been sort of a strange week for reunions of not just some individuals who are coming back into view for me in terms of stories on the website, but also entire stories are resurrecting. So it's going to be kind of a busy weekend, I think, on the website, because I'm going to have a couple of really astonishing stories to post that I think longtime readers of the website will be able to relate to a little bit. So I'm going to get into a few of them right now, okay, on this podcast. Because I guess what I want to get at is that hierarchy is something that doesn't leave you, okay? It affects everyone's life. And once you know the truth, it's hard to escape it, you know, because you keep going back into situations because you're driven by hierarchy to do that. And so a lot of these people that I have talked to over the years, eventually hierarchy leads them back to me, you know. And I've been fortunate enough to have some people come back a couple years later and, you know, and reengage with me about where their life has gone since, you know, I first covered them or whatever. So I always love that, because I do really, you know, probably for the subjects that I cover, they're just living their life and they probably don't think much about it. But for me, the people that I cover and the people that I try to help, they mean something to me. I'm not doing it for clicks on a website, because the website gets plenty of traffic. I don't need to do that, you know. I genuinely care about the people I cover, and I really want to be a part of their journey and help them wherever I can. Now, I guess I'm going to get a couple of things out of the way here. So this past week, Alex, who is one of the two faggots that served Master Jin in Montreal, he has been visiting back with Master Matt and Master Kyler in Toronto, and they've been fucking like crazy. I mean, little Alex has been fucked every which way in the past week. And he had a great time. Yesterday, he spent all day getting fucked by both of them at the same time. Now, that's like 18 inches of cock, 20 inches of cock. I mean, those two are very well hung. They're very aggressive sexually, and Alex barely survived, okay? But another kind of thing in that whole drama, I guess, the ongoing saga of the three alphas from Canada, their long-lost faggot Lee is coming back. Lee had to leave. People who've been reading the website remember that Lee had to leave service and go back to his home country, where he had, you know, his family was very much opposed to him being a faggot, being gay. But his father took ill, and so he left to go back to help his family. Well, his father died, and he got a scholarship in Toronto to continue his college studies. So he's coming back. And Lee has been, you know, Lee and I have been talking quite a bit since all this past week, because he's so excited to be able to return to service. You know, he's been out of chastity for, I don't know, months now. And he wants to go back into chastity. He misses being in chastity. He misses being in service. Again, this is not unusual, okay? Like, this is not a mental problem, okay? Lee is a faggot. He was born a faggot. He was born to serve alphas. And he has a need for it. And when he left service to go back to a quote-unquote normal life, it didn't fit right for him because he had experienced fulfillment as a faggot serving men. So I'm really proud of Lee. This is not going to happen until September, August, September. So there's a few months to go. But it was nice to hear from Lee again because I hadn't talked to him since he left. So I get to reconnect with him. The one story that I really want to talk about here that was the inspiration for this podcast tonight is the story of a faggot named Nick and his alpha father, Alpha Tom, okay? Now, this is probably, but back when I published it over a year ago, something like that, it kind of came out of nowhere because Nick, actually, I came across Nick, the faggot, initially because he was listening to the Hierarchy podcast, this very podcast you're listening to here, not this episode. He was listening to the episode on breeding, and he was listening to it in his apartment while with the windows open, and his neighbor heard the podcast being played and listened to it and confronted Nick, and Nick stood his ground and said, yeah, I believe it's true. Hierarchy is true. And that neighbor ended up using Nick. Okay. So that was kind of a story in and of itself. But then something happened. Nick heard some stories about his father from a family member, rumors about how his father, Alpha Tom, would use faggots, okay? Even though he was a straight alpha male, right? But he was using faggots on the side. And these were family rumors. And so Faggot Nick wanted to talk to his dad about this to find out the truth about it, you know, and hopefully come out to his father about being a faggot, okay? Not that he wanted to serve his father, but he wanted to, come to some sort of connection with his alpha father. And they had an amazing conversation wherein Alpha Tom admitted that to his faggot son that he did use faggots when he was younger. And he also admitted to Nick, his son, that he knew that his son was a faggot. And that he wanted to try to train Nick to be the best faggot that he could be. It's very much like Master Dino, and how Master Dino has his young son, Jimmy, who is a young faggot, and he is trying to encourage Jimmy to be the best faggot that he can be. He may not, as an alpha, or in his case, like an apex alpha, he may not understand what faggots go through or whatever, or maybe even what they need personally, other than dick. but he wants to give his son the best type of life for him. Instead of, you know, because this is the thing, like with my dad had an idea about what he expected out of his son, and I was not that person. And so instead of trying to understand me and what I was, he just basically rejected me, you know. But other fathers like Master Dino or, in this case, Alpha Tom, they recognize that their sons are faggots because they're alpha, and they can see a faggot when they see one. They know it, you know. And instead of rejecting that kid, you know, which is the reaction a lot of fathers would probably have if they knew that their son was a faggot, instead of that, they want to be active in trying to help their son be the best faggot they can possibly be. And that doesn't mean having sex with their son, but it means trying to give them advice and point them in directions so that they can find fulfillment, you know. Because ultimately, they know as alphas what faggots want and need. They, if they're using faggots, they understand how to train a faggot because they've owned them, right? So they know what their son as a faggot needs also. And so at the time, I wrote this article about their relationship with quotes from Alpha Tom, who I talked to a little bit, and from Nick. And Alpha Tom gave his son, Nick, great advice, really heartwarming, really moving advice. And the post is on the website. It's in the right sidebar. So you can link right to it. And I'm going to try to do something here. I'm going to write a post about this as well, obviously, or a series of posts. So there'll be links there. But I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit because I want to prepare people for how astounding this is, you know. Nick recently, just the other day, contacted me again after such a long time. And unfortunately, Alpha Tom has prostate cancer, and it's pretty advanced, and he may not be alive too much longer. We don't know what that is yet, but so Nick has really been trying to really get to know his dad before he loses his dad, and pick up all the tips and stories about his alphahood and his use of faggots and his advice, you know, before he goes, you know. And he wants to build, you know, some sort of, even if it's just on my website, you know, he wants to have something that memorializes his alpha father as a great man, which is what he is, you know. I really wish that there were more alpha fathers out there like him. Because there's a lot of faggots out there that could really use, a strong male alpha presence in their life to guide them and help them make good decisions. And, when you see a father like Alpha Tom take this much of a caring interest in his faggot son, wanting the best for his faggot son, it never ceases to amaze me. Or I guess because I never had it, but this is not, again, like Master Dino's one example. I have another example on the website of another alpha father who guided and took care with his faggot son. In fact, that was another pretty well-known post that caused a lot of flack. This was back when the site was still on Tumblr, where this father contacted me asking for help with his faggot son, what he should do with his faggot son. And he eventually found a master who would take his faggot son and train his faggot son. And that was a pretty... I know that there were a lot of... I had a lot of inflammatory comments over that post. It's such a shame that people don't see the beauty of some of that, Sometimes I get these bizarre questions in my inbox or whatever. I get weird emails. I pursue leads wherever they go, And far too many times people tell me that I'm wrong, that this is fake or whatever, and it turns out to be true. Faggot Nick and his father would be one of those times when people would say that it was fake, but it's not fake. It's real, And then it's not just real, it's beautiful, And these are the kinds of stories that you find on fagsworshipalphas.com. I know it's mostly a porn site, and people jack off to it all the time. But there's really some deep, meaningful things going on there day after day after day. And I'm really proud. I'm gonna be very proud to cover this story of Alpha Tom and Fag Nick all the way to the end, So I just kind of wanted to talk about this story and these kinds of stories because... I know that there are straight alphas who listen to this podcast. And if you have a fag son or you have a faggot in your family, be the mentor, not the tormentor. Anyway, well, that's all I got. I got a few interviews coming up here. Theoretically, I have one Sunday, which was turning out to be kind of a controversial subject. So we'll see what happens there. But anyway, I guess I will talk to you later. Okay, love ya. Bye.